Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jail. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Anymore.
It's showtime, folks!
Yo, what up? Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual with my main man, Father Time. Father Time, what's happening, dog?
What's cracking, Holmes?
Hey, man, happy New Year to you, brother.
You too, man.
Hey, man.
New Year.
New year, new time, new shit, make Sin City even bigger and better than we did last year.
For a shizzle, my nose.
You know how we do it, man. Liquor store, happy New Year's to you, baby.
Happy New Year. What's going on, y'all?
Oh, man, yeah, you know, us networking the politics and doing it in for the, man, it's so hard to say 2013, so you
can
12. Shit, like I said, man, once again, we're going to make Sin City bigger and better than we did the year before.
Okay, all right, I'm with you.
Did you make resolutions?
No, I didn't. I'm not
going to
lie.
I got New Year's resolution, man. I'm drinking 140 a day. I cut down, man.
Hi, man.
140 a day, and a half pack of cigarettes a day.
I was watching the best videos from, I believe it was the 90s. And they was like, shit, this gone. It used to be hot in the 90s that motherfuckers just don't do no more. And they put on that drinking St. Ives. And you the only motherfucker I know that's still drinking St. Ives from the 90s.
Hey, man, as long as they keep making it, I'm going to keep buying it.
Man, you know that shit is not designed for us, right?
Man, that shit give me a nice-ass buzz. That's all I'm looking for. I ain't trying to get all sloppy. I just want a nice buzz.
But this shit is not designed for us, man.
It's malt liquor. What's it designed for?
My point exactly. Well, you know what? You know what? Let me just scratch that. It is designed for us. It's designed just for us, man. They don't sell that shit over in the white neighborhoods.
That's why I stay in the hood.
Stop drinking that shit. That shit ain't no good.
Hey, man. As long as they make it, I'm going to support it. They get my $3.76 every day.
So what's wrong with drinking the Coors Light, man?
Ain't shit wrong with that. Got to drink too many of them motherfuckers. 140 sets me off right where I need to be.
And 140 Coors Light will set you off the same way.
Nah.
How you know? You ain't tried it.
I'd be like Wick, man. I'd probably have to drink 12 of those just to get a buzz.
Why? Because y'all ain't tried it, man. You got to try something new, man.
Hey, man, it's a new year, but it's an old me.
That's the problem.
I'm coming off my thin eyes unless they stop selling it. Then I'll change up. Until then, I'm on that eyes, man. Always. It's just me.
I guess. Well, I ain't made no New Year's resolutions, but I did do something new today. I started my workouts today, and I got to tell you, this shit ain't no motherfucking joke. That insanity shit is crazy. I don't know if anybody knew about it. Look, so you know anything about that insanity workout?
Yeah, I seen the little infomercials, and then my little nephew-in-law, I guess you could call him something like that, he likes to run around the house screaming, insanity. So, yeah.
Well, we got like, hold on 1 second. Let me get the package. It's like, how many different videos of this shit is it? It's like, I'm going to see how many videos of it is it.
I watched the commercial. I got tired from watching the motherfucking commercial. I was like, shit, I'm winded. You got to be in shape to do this
three,
shit.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's 11 DVDs. Every day it's a different workout. Man, today was day one. I did chest and back today. Man, let me tell you.
Good luck.
Huh?
I say good luck with that, bro.
Look, man, check this out. I started the shit, right? I'm thinking we didn't get started. I'm like, oh, this ain't shit. I'm good. They like, oh, no, that's the warm-up. The warm-up had me winded.
Did you do anything before you started working out? Like, did you stretch and all that good shit first?
Yeah, I called myself stretching. You know, I did my little stretches. And then they tell you, well, come on, before you even get they tell you, well, before, you know, this is the warm-up. All right, but the shit that they was doing, I'm like, no, I got kind of winded. That motherfucker say, okay, now let's get started. Let's get started? Motherfucker. Okay, so I start, like I said, man, you know, and they tell you on there, and they tell you that, you know, this shit ain't for the weak. You got to be a motherfucking soldier about it. And, you know, I soldiered on through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yesterday was chest and back. I get to use my workout ball tomorrow, but it ain't for the purposes y'all may be thinking. But I got to use the workout ball tomorrow, man. So I'm gonna stay true to this, man. I'm gonna stay true to this.
What you trying to
do, man? You should, dog.
What you say, look, stuff?
I mean, what you trying to accomplish?
I mean, you know, I mean, shit. Ain't none of us no spring chickens, you know. Motherfuckers just feel like you gotta, you know, stay in shape. Shit, I got technically I got 6 daughters. So, shit, I at least got, if nothing else, I gotta look the part. Motherfucker come over. Oh, his old fat ass ain't gonna do nothing. At least if they look at him like, God damn, y'all daddy ain't no bullshit. At least look the part.
So you just trying to tone and, I mean, you know, like you ain't. Are you trying to buff up, or are you just trying to, you know, what I mean, tone what you working with already?
I'm just trying to tone what I'm working with. That's all. Just tone what I'm working with.
Ain't that
Lord knows
what
you gonna say?
Ain't that some football training? Ain't that what that insanity is? Ain't it based off of football training or something?
Maybe I'm not sure what the hell it's based off of. I know it's based off a madman. That's what I know. But like I said, I just want to do. Come on, man. You're going to work out with me, dog.
I got a question for Father. If you resided to only one St. Isaac Bay, what were you drinking? Just out of curiosity.
2 to 3.
Like consecutively or over time after work? Like, you know what I mean? It took you a few 4 hours or whatever.
Well, it depends. If I'm on a madness session, then, you know, I'm going to put down 3.
If you on
a what? If I'm on the Madden session.
Oh, okay.
But if not, you know.
Three points to St. Ives, dog.
Yeah, man, I was up there for a while, man. I got to tone that shit down.
That's 120 ounces of beer.
Okay. As long as it's cold.
That's a lot of motherfucking beer. I mean, I'm a beer drinker, but goddamn, man.
Hey, man, I just picked up bad habits from your cousin, man.
No, motherfucker. I'm not even going to sit there and let you blame him for it. You doing that shit, dang. We all doing that shit together. You the only motherfucker that refused to kick it. Huh?
You was doing it first.
Nah, come
you know,
on,
when you
man,
get
you
around a motherfucker so much, you tend to pick up their bad habits.
Motherfucker, you were drinking that shit when we was kids. What are you talking about? He didn't make you.
Not like that, though. Not like that. I'm trying to hang with this motherfucker. I know I can't out drink him. But shit, you know, you build up a tolerance, for, you know, after a while. You know, it takes a little bit more to get that buzz going. So that's what happened, man. I just picked up bad habits.
You didn't pick no bad habit up from him, man. I felt better had you blamed Ice Cube or something. Shit. He the one that promoted the shit.
And now he does Coors Light. Mm.
Right, and that's what I'm drinking, Coors Light. He didn't went from St. Ives to Coors Light.
Well, he also went from NWA to Are We There Yet.
True.
Hey. Like I say, as long as they make it, I'm going to drink it.
Whatever. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy New Year.
I'm trying to get this fool to stop drinking that damn poison.
Oh, that's your New Year's resolution.
Yep. To drink 140 a day.
Oh, one.
Yeah, nah, he ain't stopping. He just said he's going to drink 140 a day.
Oh. Well, he's going to stop altogether. He's going down to one.
Jeez, I'm not going to fool myself. Why fool yourself? I said I'm going to stop drinking for 10 years. I ain't stopped yet. Here you are. I'm going to stop. So this year I said, fuck it, I ain't going to stop. I'm just going to slow down.
Do you drink hard or just beer?
Just beer. I'll drink Tanqueray on my birthday. That's it.
Ooh. That motherfucker, hey, he touch anything hard, he acts a goddamn fool.
So wait a minute.
Well, I can't drink
this shit. You drink malt liquor and gin.
Only
I
on my birthday.
Stay away from you. I don't care. That's note to self. Stay away from Father God.
Hey.
You figure he's better to fuck through a wall with St. Ives and gin up in him. You think he'd be able to drill holes through walls by now.
Hey. That's just my drink, man. That's what I drink.
The motherfucker was ready to fight me on my birthday when he got drunk, so.
I don't even remember, so.
Oh, you remember, motherfucker.
I remember your cousin.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, you want to fight. Yeah, I got heat for everybody. Ain't nobody. But here's the part. This motherfucker told me he was going to catch a plane back to Minnesota and come back to Gary and shoot up my family. Really?
Tanqueray and St. Ives fucked up, damn.
No, you know what that was? That was that Wild Irish Rose that he tried to drink.
Woo! Don't tell nobody else that.
I was gone.
That was that Wild Irish Rose he tried to drink. And, I mean, the motherfucker was serious. I'm steady looking at this motherfucker like, what are you talking about? How, if they drop me, I'm coming. I'm going to get my heat cars, and I'm coming back, and I'm smoking it. Really? So you finna jump on a bus, drive, what is it, 12 hours? Get off the bus, go home, find your guns, try to load them back up on the bus, drive back another 12 hours and shoot somebody up.
Wait a minute, though. After he done warned you that he's coming, like, so, like, you're going to be ready, too. You know what I mean? That's, like, not smart.
I'm just looking at the motherfucker. I'm looking at him like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Not one person said they wanted to fight him.
No, man, it was your cousin, dude. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, I don't know, the motherfucker didn't know who I was.
Right.
He was talking crazy, man.
Like, and granted, he didn't know who you was, and he was finna leave, and he was like, well, I'm finna tell my cousin that y'all in the house.
Renell sitting right there.
Well, okay. Well, he didn't know who you was. He know who Renell was. He just didn't know who you was.
Well, I'm saying, if he know who Renell is, he know Renell ain't gonna let nothing happen to the crib. Why are you worried about me?
Maybe he thought you probably would overpower Renell. I don't know.
No, man, I just thought that shit was disrespectful. Kind of pissed me off with that shit.
I mean, to the point where you talking about you finna go all the way to Minnesota and get a gun?
Well, I mean, shit, he said some things too, man. That was a two-way street. He said some things, and so I said some things. That's the way that went down. You caught the tail end of it. Renell was right there. He started talking crazy to me.
Well, Renell's version was that you started it, so.
Fuck him too then. I ain't start shit. I was just chilling, enjoying my high, my buzz.
Let's see, y'all drunk St. Ives, Seagram's Gin, and Wild Irish Rose.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean,
nobody likes
ladies,
that.
Do y'all really think he was enjoying his high, or he was just wilding out? Which one would you think he was doing?
Have you ever seen, anybody ever seen Bill Cosby himself? I know y'all seen it.
On stage?
Yeah, himself.
I know what you're talking about,
but it's been a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he talks about exactly that. People that call themselves enjoying themselves, and next thing you know, they're somewhere doing something stupid. You got to see it. That's the funniest shit in the world. That's exactly what that sounds like.
He's standing toe-to-toe with me in my kitchen talking about what he finna do. I'm looking at this motherfucker like, are you crazy? Go your ass to sleep. Man, you piss me the fuck off. Then you gonna look at me. Oh, don't. You gonna swing? You gonna swing? You looking like you ready to swing. Really?
But y'all still friends today, so.
Right, it's a bunch of shit he done to piss me off.
Name one.
I just forget about it. You know, I just let that shit ride.
Name one. Honestly. Name one.
I don't need to, man.
I thought so.
You know.
You can't.
You know.
Dude, I don't fuck with you the way you fuck with me.
Anyway, how about? No, I'm not even gonna go there.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna go there. Let's just go on with the show.
I mean, if it ain't disrespectful, say it.
No, man, I'm not going down that road, bro.
Let it ride.
Nigga, you ain't got nothing to say. That's why.
That's bullshit. But let it ride. Did y'all read about Cat Williams?
Getting arrested again.
What is wrong with that dude? I mean, why? Okay, you famous. Why you got stolen guns in your crib? They charge him with some kind of child endangerment. What the fuck is he doing? I'm not understanding. The dude is famous.
I mean, that's just like if you was making $70,000 a night, now you ain't making nothing but $2,000 a night. Shit, I mean, shit, that's a hard pill to swallow, especially if you ain't budget your money, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure, though. I'm pretty sure he got his name attached to some things that's bringing him some kind of change in.
Oh, you
like
out with color,
like what?
I mean, I don't know what he's doing.
Right, I mean, he ain't doing shit. I mean,
he got the...
Dude, a lot of them motherfuckers...
I'm pretty sure...
That ain't even guaranteed.
$2. But I'm pretty sure he got paid for it already.
Man, that Friday came out in 98. Shit, that money gone.
Nah, he in the new Friday that's coming out this year.
Shit, they ain't even finished making it yet. So how you gonna get paid?
No, dog. They get paid before the movie, man. They don't get paid after the movie.
Well, goddamn, you think they finna get him? I mean, he ain't the star of the movie.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm just tripping. The dude seem to always be in the trouble, and he's famous. You know what I'm saying?
That dude didn't start getting into trouble till he started running into financial trouble.
Didn't Teeny Lister got arrested for some type of real estate fraud or some shit, didn't he?
He's gonna go to jail too. Zeus gonna go to jail too.
Man, what's wrong with these motherfuckers, man?
Man, that money ain't there the way you think it's there.
Yeah,
I mean,
honestly,
you know what? Hold up, man. Honestly, people, because a motherfucker actually came to me like, dog, I know you getting paid. Like, y'all been on that motherfucker for 3 years now. I know you got y'all getting paid. Who getting paid? What the fuck you talking about? Shit, y'all show been on there for almost 3 years. I know you got some money now. Really?
Well, shit, if you got some money, I need to renegotiate.
My point exactly. Just because a motherfucker doing some shit in the media don't mean that they getting paid the way people think they are. Then you got to figure it's a lifestyle that they trying to live, which ain't panning out for them. I mean, you just went out and bought $100,000 worth of jewelry, right?
But I just think that shit is crazy, man. I just don't understand it. I mean, you know, you got to be making some kind of money, motherfuckers on TV and shit. It may not be a lot, may not be what people think, but you know what I'm saying? They ain't making enough to live well off. You know what I'm saying? They ain't hurting for too much or nothing.
How can you say that when, I mean, yeah, if you try to live like me and you, then yeah, he living great. But if he try to live like motherfucking Jay-Z, he's struggling.
Well, I guess motherfuckers need to learn their limitations. I just hate to see black people into that kind of bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got the white girl. I don't know what the goddamn, I can't remember her fucking name. She always doing some shit but never go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know who I'm talking about. The one that stole the jewelry and the crazy white girl. I can't remember her fucking name.
Lindsay Lohan. Nah, couldn't be her. She's staying in jail.
Yeah, that's her. Lohan. Lindsay Lohan. She always doing some shit, man, but never go to jail.
That bitch always,
you know,
in jail.
But she don't ever stay in there, though. She don't ever stay in there, though. She get arrested.
She got tall paper. He don't.
She can't have that much motherfucking money, man.
Nigga, that girl been acting since she was like 10 or 11. She got like $5 million a movie. The bitch did like over 20, 30 movies.
She ain't make money like that, man. She wouldn't be stealing.
Dude, you really think that girl ain't making no money like that?
Not no million.
Shit, oh yeah. Nigga, is you crazy?
She ain't making no million, man. She ain't making money like
you
that.
You really
she
think
might
that?
Get a million after, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But she ain't make. She ain't in. I mean, come on, dog. She ain't did a movie in years.
She just did that
what
damn
movie
with when she was Liz Taylor.
That didn't do shit.
Yeah, but like you said, she already got paid for it.
And she had to pay the lawyers to keep her ass out of jail. You understand what I'm saying? You know they got them high powered ass lawyers. Them $100,000 hour type motherfuckers. Motherfuckers we can't afford. That shit costs, man. I wish I was fucking famous. I'll tell the motherfuckers how to live. I'll move my mom in. That way she could cook. I cut my own hair. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I understand. You, let's say you hit the lottery, right? You hit the lotto. $200 million. You know what I'm saying? And
Hold on. Now, yeah, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'm going to tell you I'm wrong. Right now they saying Lindsay Lohan net worth is $50,000.
She spent it all on lawyers.
God damn, this bitch. Hold on. Lindsay Lohan, let me hear the girl. Oh, she had $129 million. Man, what's all that doing?
Sound like somebody on a goddamn train. On a bus. And you turn your TV down.
Oh, I must be the radio. Damn, it's all the way in the kitchen. Okay, I'm gonna go try it then.
Thank you.
She didn't gross $129 million, but she's only worth $50,000 now.
That's them lawyers. She paying $100,000 to stay out of jail.
Dude, the bitch was worth $129 million.
Some people you can't give money to, man. You know, because, I mean, look at it like this. Like I was saying, if you won a lottery for $200 million, right, you come from nothing. You broke as hell before you hit the lottery. Why are you going to go hire a chef? You going to go get a personal barber? All that bullshit you was doing before you got money. Your mama was your chef or your wife, your girlfriend, whoever. That was your chef. Why you gotta go get a personal chef? $10,000 a month for a chef.
God damn. Okay, well that is crazy. Janae, now let me ask you. You got $129 million. Would you be broke within do you think you can live off that the rest of your life?
I sure would.
$129 million. And your net worth is only $50,000 now?
Lawyer. Stay out of jail.
And all her little stuff she knows cost. And she's ruining her own public persona. Like, who's going to hire this, you know what I'm saying, this in and out of jail, this in and out of rehab actress? She's probably more trouble than she's worth. You know,
now, they say she owed the bank. They say she owed the bank $90,000. But She owed $90,000 in limo bills. And instead of paying it, she took the $80,000 and went and bought a motherfucking Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
She ain't got to worry about the limo. She ain't got to ride the limo no more. She got a Porsche.
But you remember when Christina Milian was in tabloids or whatever and supposedly was selling all her shit on eBay? Because they don't have no type of Christina Milian.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Dip It Low?
Yeah, the singer lady.
Yeah. And I don't know, several years ago, but she was selling all her stuff on eBay because she was broke. Because they don't have they use credit instead of going and buying outright, you know what I'm saying? You got the money. Why not buy it outright? Instead, they go and lease it or mortgage it or whatever. So they, you know what I'm saying, steadily depending on the credit system, and their money ain't coming in quicker than they spending it.
Damn, they said whatchamacallit felt so bad for Charlie Sheen wrote a check for $100,000, and it still wasn't enough to get her out of debt. But the bitch made $129 million.
And she smoked it.
I don't know what she did. She
I wish I was her motherfucking supplier. God damn, I wish I was selling her dope.
I know this guy, man. He used to do insurance and shit. And he used to work with a lot of the New York Jets, you know, the football players. And, you know, he would look into their finances and shit. You know, these motherfuckers got millions of dollars in the bank, but they want a mortgage.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, I couldn't understand that. But once he broke it down, it's like they can afford to buy the house outright, but they get the mortgage so they can use that shit for tax write-offs and shit. You know what I'm saying? For tax. I'm like, well, why don't, if you got $2 million in the bank and the house only costs $100,000, why don't you just buy the motherfucker?
Exactly.
You know, I'll buy it outright.
And then that way,
it seemed like it would be cheaper.
Property taxes. Yeah, that's all you have to do after that is keep your property taxes up. And nobody can ever, you know what I'm saying, put you out your shit or repossess your shit or whatever.
Right, but
however
they get
the process is.
They get,
and
they
I mean, in terms
loan.
Of, they, if you want a tax write off, then donate. You know what I'm saying? That's how the rich people do. Be a philanthropist. Donate your money to charities and organizations that need money. That's a huge tax write off right there. Huge.
Well, I just don't understand it. It just, to me, it seems like it would be cheaper to just buy the motherfucker outright. That's just to me. You know, if I got $2 million in the bank and the damn house only costs $100,000, fuck it. I'll just buy the motherfucker outright.
Exactly.
It seems like it would be cheaper. But he said the motherfucker do that shit for taxes and all kind of loopholes and shit. For the, you know, rich people got all the loopholes and shit.
And then they want to go buy $100,000 vases. Like, for what? You ain't got no flowers in it. It's just sitting there. $100,000 on a vase.
That shit is crazy. I guess that's why I'm not rich, because I don't understand the motherfuckers. You know
what I'm saying?
So
the whole factor, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now. I mean, granted, if we was 20 years old and we had all that money, motherfucker, we'd be broke by now.
Probably.
But you know
not
it or not know it.
Not necessarily. I mean, look at a motherfucker like Jordan. A motherfucker that come from none of that shit. He's one of the richest motherfuckers in America.
Jordan had a constant income until he was 30-something years old.
And endorsed.
Hell, Jordan had a $30 million contract at what, 33, 34?
My point is, if you surround yourself around the right people and you come into money at a young age like that, I think you can make it. You got to have the right people around you, though.
Yeah, but
you know
I'm saying,
like if I had $20 million and I got you, Wick, I'm going to be broke in the motherfucker. Not saying that y'all ain't the right people to be around, but y'all wasn't.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like
you're
saying.
I'm saying y'all didn't have business minds like that. None of us did. Of course, if either one of us would hit the lottery, of course we'd be broke in the motherfucking time because we wasn't thinking like business motherfuckers think. You know what I'm saying? We didn't surround ourselves with those type of motherfuckers that think like that. We just surround ourselves with our same motherfucking friends. You know what I'm saying? I go buy a car. I'm gonna buy my boy a car too since he's rolling with me today. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
You know what I mean? One tight ass car. That was it.
Hey, thanks for the ride.
Nah, y'all gonna get one tight ass car. That was it.
That's my whole point. That's wasted money. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I was one of them college educated motherfuckers that was around you when you won the money, it'd be totally different. I would have told you the right thing to do. You know, I mean, because I ain't gonna lie, dog. If you won $20 million, I'm gonna be like, dog, let me get this, let me get that. And I and you better not say no.
Yes, the fuck I would.
I'm gonna break in your shit and take everything you buy.
No, you won't. Security be right down your ass.
Yeah, fuck that.
Now, I made sure, no, seriously. Now, I'd have made sure that, you know what I'm saying, y'all would have been compensated, taken care of, but no. Motherfucker, I would have been looking for long-term goals.
Shit. 20 years old, man, with a couple million.
20 years old. No, 20, at 20 years old, I mean, you got to think about it, man. At 20 years old, I walked away from y'all.
No matter. You're still in the, still come from the project. You know what I'm saying? You look like everybody else with shit. You got $4-5 million in the bank. You're going to spend that shit. That's what's going to get spent.
I didn't say I wasn't going to spend it, but at the same time, man, at 20 years old, I honestly started looking at a bigger picture. Y'all on this radio? Who got this damn radio on?
You can still hear that? Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, honey. No, but seriously, dog. I mean, at 20 years old, I mean, granted, I know I'd have jacked off some money. I know I would have jacked off. But I'd have been smart enough to know, okay, if I won $20 million, if nothing else, I'm going to put at least $5 million up. And I'm like, hey, I can't touch this for the next 10 years.
Well, I mean, shit. I tell you straight up, that's easy to say. If you ain't got the right people around you, if you got the wrong people around you, I don't think it could be done.
I think it could.
I'm not saying you per se. I'm just saying anybody in general. You can't put $5 million up and not touch it if you don't have the right people around you to stay in your ear, to let you, to remind you what your goals are. Otherwise, you're going to be...
Right, but not exactly. If I'm sitting there, like I said, if I won $20 million at the age of 20, and a motherfucker put $20 million in my hand, yes, if nothing else, I'm going to put at least, and that would have been the minimum, $5 million. Okay, $5 million, I want this up in what is stocks, bonds, whatever it's going to stay in, to draw some type of equity off of it. I mean, I wouldn't have touched it. Because I know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm 20 years old, I'm finna live a lavish lifestyle. Yeah, I'm probably going to be broke by the time I hit 25. But then I also know I got this motherfucking $5 million when I turn 30.
But you also got to look at it like this. Now you're used to that lifestyle. You didn't blew the first 15. You used to that lifestyle. Well, you blew that first 15. And now in the back of your mind, you know, I got $5 million. But I'm used to this lifestyle. But I got this extra money sitting over here. Let me go ahead and pull from over here right quick so I can live like
no,
this.
No, didn't you just hear me say I would already put some clause in it that I couldn't touch it until I'm 30?
No, I didn't hear you say that.
I would already put that clause in there. I can't touch this money until I'm 30. So knowing that, okay, I can't get this money for 10 years, that's going to make you be kind of thrifty, I mean, with this $15 million, because you know you can't touch that other $5 million for another 10 years.
I can see how this shit going to turn out. I can already see you got the whole motherfucking crew of y'all in Bond Russell Lawyer office. It's some OJ shit. Y'all got guns talking about, that's my shit. Give me my shit. That's my money. Yeah, it's going
nah.
Fuck that clown.
I don't think so.
Right there with OJ. Talking about, yeah, they stole my shit. You talking about, yeah, that motherfucker tried to steal my money. I know how you feel, OJ.
Both of y'all sitting in there doing 30 years.
Okay. Janine, let me ask you. You think that 20 million at the age of 20, you think you'd have been smart enough to put some of it up? It's still with us.
Janine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear me?
Mm-mm. What's your sign?
She done passed out on us. Okay. Ah, shit.
I took some medicine, so I'm kind of out of it.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you this real quick. 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You had $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd have been smart enough to put some of it up for when you got older? Or you think you'd have blew the whole $20
million? No, I don't think I would have blew no $20 million. I would have put it up. I mean, because you could go through, even if I helped family out and did all that, I still have millions left, you know what I mean? I mean, what else would you do with?
But once you get used to that lifestyle you live in, now you just spent the money that you said you was going to spend. Now all you got is that money that you got put up. But now you're used to that lifestyle you live in. You've been living this lifestyle for 3-4 years now.
But I had $20 million. So say I spent $2 million at the most just helping folks. I still got, even if I put up $10 million, you can make money off of that interest. Well, you can live off of that forever.
Yeah, but what about that? What about that $8 million lifestyle you've been living for the last 2-3 years?
But I'm not living.
I mean,
no,
that interest gonna come in, but
no
interest rate ain't that high.
I wouldn't have no $8 million lifestyle. I'm not saying I'm about to go buy no $1 million house and stuff like that. I would still be conservative on what I get.
All right, Janine, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Grab a pen and a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to write something down for me.
What?
612-986-1905. So when you're giving out that $2 million, you can always contact me. And
you know
I
what?
Need a couple of dollars. You say you're gonna give out $2 million just to help people. I want to make sure I get on the list.
You know you gotta help family and stuff. I ain't gonna let you
we
not
family.
Help them this way.
We've been family for 3 years now.
You know I got y'all.
I just need $100,000. That's all. I'll pay you back.
You need $100,000.
See, there you go, right there.
We ain't that close right now.
See, there you go, right there. See, my thing is this: don't expect to get no lump sum, motherfucker. You gonna be compensated, but I'm not gonna just give you no lump sum. Well, here you go. Because then, if I do that, I'm cutting you off. If I give you a lump sum of money, I'm cutting you off.
I mean, you know which family needs it more than others. Like, I'm not gonna give my uncle on drugs, $50,000. That's wasting money. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
I'm not even giving my brother that much.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, just because he's family don't mean. Now, yeah, I might give him a little something just to let him have something, but what for him to smoke it up? I mean, that would be silly.
Got a point.
Well, I tell you
dog,
what.
I'm going to be real with you. I would not give my brother, if I won $20 million, I wouldn't give my brother a lump sum of money. I would put it where he can get X amount of dollars. I mean, I would give him so much, but I would have it where he only can get X amount of dollars at this point, at that point, because I know my brother.
Or like if you
I fuck around, be sending him to an early grave.
Or if they say they need something, I would buy it for them instead of giving them the money. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how some people, like I got the gamblers in my family. All they're gonna do is gamble it away. Well, tell me what you need. You need child paid off. You know.
Right.
I need the cash.
They at the boat.
I just need the money.
I just need the money. I go pay it myself.
My
bill is due. Can you give me the money?
No.
I
could go pay it.
I don't want
that's
you to
pay
it. I can pay it myself.
Just give
me the money. I'll pay it myself.
You want my money, you're going to do it my way.
And all your cars be on the flat.
You saying that, but motherfucker, you a bow down. Why? Because
so
I'm not putting no money in your hand.
But I just need the money to go pay the bill, man.
You ain't paid your own bills? Why am I paying this anyway?
Because I'm borrowing the money from you, and I'll pay you back.
You're not borrowing shit from me.
Like, how you going to pay it back?
How you going to pay me back $50,000?
When I get paid.
Oh,
well,
okay.
No, you wouldn't get no money out of me.
Investment.
Over the next 50 years.
No, that's not an investment.
Right, there you go.
That's not an investment.
Oh, my God.
That's no type of
investment,
dog. No,
let's say you did hit the lottery. I come to you like, man, look, I want to start my own computer company. Would you invest with me, dog?
If you show me a marketing plan.
Here we go. Now you want to try to be like the white
folks. See, that's the whole purpose. I'm not finna just give my money away.
Just give me the money, man. I ain't going to come to you with no sob story. Hey, but I am investing in a computer company and a cell phone company. So if y'all need laptops or cell phones, let a brother know. Got to hook up. Straight up. That's real.
Okay.
I got the hook up. 14-inch screens, 18-inch screens, touchscreen cell phones, Androids. I got it all, man. I mean, I don't have it right now. I got it coming. I got a little young hookup, man.
Five-finger discount?
No. It's all paid for. I don't do no legal shit, dude. But that's
man,
real,
man.
And I do deliver. If I can't deliver, I'll mail it to you. Free shipping.
Is that right?
Straight up, dog. That's real, man. That's 100% real, man. That's one of my resolutions, man. Get into my own business, man. I'm tired of working for somebody else. I want to work for myself.
I'm mad at that.
I'll shoot you some pics, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's fine to seize. You know, you hook up the sales. You know, we work out a little percentage. That's straight up, man. That's on everything I love.
Okay, cool.
So 20 years from now, I can go to jail like Cat Williams and Lindsay Lohan. You'd be worth $100 million. You get locked up for doing dumb shit. Stealing bracelets. Idiots. How the fuck you go to jail stealing bracelets? You got $100 million in the bank.
She had.
That's how she put
it. Well, that was a few years ago.
Get away with it.
Right. I think that's what it was. I think people think just because of their name, they can just walk out the store with the shit.
Yeah.
But the store, like, you got your motherfucking mind. We need cash. You got to pay for that shit. I don't give a fuck about your name. You got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the police think they can just get free meals wherever they go just because they the police. You got to pay. That's $4.99, please. $5.07 with tax. I'm the police. $5.07, please.
Mm-mm.
I don't give a fuck. So, hey, man, if we go nationwide, dog, hopefully we get some free shit. You know what I mean? Think about it, man. You know what the motherfuckers do that, you know, they do the commercials and shit. You know, they get that shit free, man. You know what I mean? Michael Jordan got a million pairs of underwear from Fruit of the Loom. That motherfucker ain't never got to buy no drawers again.
Well, yeah, he owned the company. I would think not.
Exactly. So they do them. They do them car commercials. They let the motherfuckers drive off with the car. That could be us, man.
I think that'd be an investment or whatever. So, you know, because really if they do the commercial, they don't have to pay them. If they, that's basically their payment is the vehicle. And then they, and they're getting their endorsement, you know, aired and everything by these famous people. So that's really their payment for doing the commercial. So it's like both sides like getting something, you know.
Hey, it works for me. I mean, if I do a commercial for a 2015 truck, pay me with the truck. I ain't tripping. Can't too many motherfuckers say they got the truck before me.
Yeah.
I'm doing a commercial. That's how I look at it. You feel me?
Give me my money. Let me buy my own damn truck. I might not want that truck.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're satisfying you in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Give me my
you
money.
Rolling around, you rolling around in a truck ain't nobody else even got yet. You don't even
know
what
you're driving. Give me my money. I want me money.
They're going to be talking about now we don't, Toyota going to be talking about we don't want to work with black people because of this motherfucker. He want to be different.
Oh, well, shit. Give me my goddamn money.
Take your truck. That's all I'm
saying. I need some cash.
Did anybody go out last night? Ladies?
No.
Anybody go out?
No,
everybody stayed at home?
I stayed at home.
What about you, ladies? Did you go out?
Uh-uh, I stayed in.
Well, people don't go out no more nowadays.
Oh, yeah, I'm too old for that. My daughter's trying to get me to, they came over here trying to make drinks and stuff. I'm like, I ain't drinking with y'all. Get out of here. I'm trying to go somewhere. Trying to get me something to drink, and I'm already on this medicine. I'm being here fucked up.
You know what that was, right? Yeah. You know, they got them year-end papers. Like, you know, my insurance is like $50,000. Did you take her pills today? Let's go drink. Let's go drink with mom.
Yeah.
Split it. Thank you, honey.
Yeah, we used to do all that stuff. Been there, done that.
Right, and that's the way I feel. I feel like been there, done that. I mean, why not big for me to talk about going out?
Yeah, like I say, man, I went out for about 20 minutes, man, and came on back home.
Right.
It's not fun, man. Like, and you know, you like my daughter, she ain't been back since. I ain't seen her since. New Year's Eve, last time I seen her. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen her since. Talked to her, but I ain't seen her.
Man, I mean, man, it's daytime. It, you know, it's daytime. We didn't have a...
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't do nothing for me.
Right, it don't do a goddamn thing for me. Just sit there. Oh, man, well, we got it. Man, fuck that shit. I'd rather sit in the house and know I ain't gonna get shot. I mean,
you can't get
up
at home.
I would have liked to shoot though. I would have liked to do that.
Violent ass.
Hey, I didn't hear no gunshots, man. Not a one.
You know, I heard a couple. I didn't hear, like, you know, like when we was growing up, you know, growing up, shit, you had to get on the floor.
Yeah, right.
Until you got old enough to get out there yourself. Other than that, you was on the floor.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
Man, one of your mom put us in the tub. Them motherfuckers so shooting like crazy.
They was getting outrageous and shit, though. I mean, them some girls that was like, boom. I don't know, but it would be so loud. I mean, like, people is ridiculous. Like, they got dynamite and some shit out there.
Yeah. I remember I bought like 3 half sticks. Just for New Year's Eve. Let them motherfuckers go. Motherfuckers thought I had a cannon. Motherfuckers like, the fuck is he shooting?
Exactly.
My shit was lighting the whole damn street up.
Street fucked up.
Motherfuckers like, what the fuck do he got?
Don't fuck that motherfucker. He got some shit.
Right. I'm talking about, I'm making motherfucking car alarms go off. Boom. Hey, I'm shooting half sticks of dynamite in the air.
Man, those are the days. Ain't like that no more, man.
Mm-mm.
Nah. Nah, ain't like that no more. Which in all honesty, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
Hey, remember
we
went to that party, man. I was drunk as fuck. And there was a bunch of vice lords in there. We was playing cards and motherfucker. I don't know, man. It's just like I just got to talking crazy up in there. It was a New Year's Eve party. Huh?
Who was we with?
It was me, you, we went with Kenny.
Your cousin
New
Kenny
Year's
Eve.
Kenny. Mixed Kenny.
I don't remember, man.
Man, we went in that motherfucker, man. It wasn't nothing but vice lords in that motherfucker, and I'm hollering on the G. Me and you was on the card game, and we was beating their ass in cards. And I'm hollering on the G, and this, that, and the other, man. And it was like a couple of days later, they was like, man, that motherfucker's ready to kill you in there.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, what? They're like, motherfucker's ready to kill you. And you had your pistol, I had mine, and we thought we couldn't be touched that night.
Those days are
two
blurred,
guns,
man.
And we thought we dared any motherfucker to get up and talk some shit to us.
Matter of
fact, Sharae went with us too, huh?
Sharae was there.
Sharae and Squeaky was there too. Matter of fact, I didn't think about it, but over the holidays, I went to see my kids, and she brought that shit up to me. Like, her and Squeaky was like, yeah, them boys is ready to shoot the shit out y'all. And we just sitting there talking big shit.
Hey.
I mean, we in that talk. I remember it. I remember it perfectly. We was in the Lincoln.
The Harlem Night type shit.
I'm mad, and when I say we was in that motherfucker talking shit, dog, we was in that motherfucker talking shit.
At a vice lord party?
Yep. It was Kenny Cousins Broderick. It was his party, but it was on the east side. We came, and they invited us, and we came in there, and we got to playing cards, and I'm like, on a G, we'll whoop y'all, and we got the hollering, nigga. And then we was winning, so we really got amped up. And I remember the one big dude looking at you, and you like, shit, motherfucker, I keep my heat. And you pulled your heat out, and when you pulled your heat out, I pulled my heat out, and that's when, so I was like, okay, it's time for us to go.
Wow. I'm trying to remember like a motherfucker.
Oh, I remembered it once she told me about it. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that night.
Wow. Me at a bicycle party? That's a shock right there in itself.
But you don't already got them vice lords.
On the east side?
Because Broderick was a vice lord. But he invited us to the party, and, you know, we really didn't think nothing about it until we got in there and we seen them all, and we, by this time, we was already drunk when we got in there, and shit, we got to talk about fuck these niggas, shit. We motherfucking from Ivanhoe, motherfucker can't do shit. We was talking hella shit.
Wow. Man, some of the things, man, you'd be like, how the fuck did you live through that? How the fuck did you make it?
Yeah, we talked hella shit that night. I never thought about it really too much no more, but until she brought it up to me last week, and I was like, yeah, I do remember that shit. Like, that big motherfucker wanted to kill y'all. And I remember you pulling your head, motherfucker. You know, you was quick to pull that damn gun out, too. I got heat. I got plenty of heat.
Right?
That old...
I did that motherfucker
that old nothing-ass hot point. That old nothing-ass hot point you had. Motherfucker with a jam, yeah. We had gotten the shootout that night.
Well, I graduated, man. By the time I stopped fucking around at the strip club, I was getting shit brand new, still in the box.
Mm.
Fucking with that dude Adonis in the strip club, that motherfucker had a hook up on some heat, boy. That motherfucker got rich.
Yeah,
when,
those were the good old days.
Yeah, that's when Fat Boy was doing this thing.
Man, you know, I tried to look that shit up, man, and I can't find that shit nowhere. Like the articles and shit.
From that bullshit?
Yeah.
I got a few of them.
I was always trying to find that one newspaper clipping the day of when they actually brought him out the house.
Yeah.
They had him on the front page. I've been trying to find that for the longest. I cannot find it for shit.
I can text you the date.
I remember the date. It was February 12th.
I'm talking about the date it was in the paper?
Yeah, February 12th. I remember the date because Kay was born on the 8th. And he went to jail on the 12th, and his birthday was the 18th.
You should be able to look it up from the date.
They don't. I mean, you got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for real, Post Tribune doing some slick shit, huh?
Yeah, they don't just give it to you no more. You got to pay for the shit now.
It's like over some number of time. Once time went by, yeah, they make you pay for them old articles. Unless you find them
on Twitter. Man, I Googled it and everything. And it, I mean, it'll pop up, but they will not. I mean, unless you pay for it, they ain't going to show it to you.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I didn't know that. Proof
yeah.
You're doing some slick-ass shit, trying to make a motherfucker pay for the archives.
Yep. Which just made me think, man. I mean, you know, and as far as, I mean, we, me, you know, and I'm pretty sure Janine, Lickstore, they both can attest to this, too. Like I said, ain't none of us on no spring chickens on this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you said what? Did she cluck?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, man. I mean, have you ever sat back? I mean, like, okay, this is January 1st. This is 2013. We're in a new year. Shit. I mean, thinking back, like, 91, 92, early 90s, did you ever think that you would actually get this far?
I didn't.
I didn't.
From the shit that I was doing back then?
I mean, then when that bullshit jumped off, then I had to deal with that motherfucker in the front. New Siri Bob. They trying to set me up. I did, man. I was like, I had to get out of gear, man. Well, something bad was going to happen to me. That's how I felt. Because, you know, bullshit was coming from all angles, man, from everywhere. You couldn't hardly trust nobody no more because, you know, the dope came in and this shit was crazy.
Trust me, I know. I trust me, I know. Hell, it was to a point I was wondering if I could trust you.
Hey, man, I'm like, I see, man, you can trust me. I got your back.
Nah, I don't know, man. You would start acting a little funny, too, at one point in time.
When?
Nah, you know when.
I ain't
all that
funny.
Shit jump. I ain't gonna, you know what, I'll take that back. I'm not going to say you acted funny, but your thing is trying to be a peacemaker wasn't working.
Hey, man, you know what? Now, all bullshit aside, to this day, I believe if I didn't step into that bullshit, that shit was going to escalate to a whole different fucking level. And it wasn't even worth going that motherfucking far with it.
And for that much, yes, you are right. I will say that. I'm not saying I was going to come out on top. He was going to come out on top. But, yeah, had you not stepped in that day, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting there with the – I'm sitting there when y'all was like, well, why won't he come out the room? I'm not coming out this room because I'm sitting there with this motherfucking gun up under the pillow.
You think I'm going to let him come in your house with a gun, man? You think I'm going to let that shit roll like that?
No, I mean, I wasn't going to shoot you, but him, yeah, he's going to be a dead motherfucker.
That wasn't the question. The question was, do you think I would have let some bullshit like that jump off while I'm standing there? No, I wouldn't have, and you knew that.
I knew you wouldn't have, but you didn't know what type of mind frame he was in.
I was with him the whole day.
All right, just because you with him, that don't mean you understand his. I mean, he could tell you one thing and do something totally different. He was notorious for that.
What I'm saying is, I know exactly what he had when we knocked on your door. Nothing.
Well, I mean, I understand
that.
But the thing about it is that I didn't know what he had when y'all knocked on the door.
But you knew me.
I wasn't going to shoot you.
That ain't the point. I would shut your ass back, but that ain't the point. The point is, you know, once you saw me at the motherfucking door, all bullshit was gone. Ain't no bullshit jumping off. All y'all know I was that type of motherfucker. I ain't going to let no bullshit jump off. Not why I'm there. All y'all knew that. I was a peacemaker for the last 40 years.
You said what?
When anything jumped off, who calmed the shit down? Who was the peacemaker? Me, unless I was involved in it.
I understand that you was a peacemaker, but at the same time, you got to look at it from my point of view. I didn't know what the fuck he had. I mean, yeah, I can hear you saying that, nah, y'all need to talk this out. But, motherfucker, I don't know what his mind frame at.
Come on, man. Them babies was there, man. You think I'm going to let some shit jump off when them babies there? Fuck
okay,
no.
What did he, okay, I understand what you're saying. You're not understanding what I'm saying. You can't control everybody.
That's true. But I controlled that situation at that point in time. Because, first of all, he wasn't going over there heated up anyway. You know what I'm saying? Me and Fat Boy told him that. Now, if y'all want to talk, let's go talk. But ain't no guns. Leave your shit at the house. So I knew exactly what he had in his pocket, which was nothing. You feel me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I wasn't putting that shit jump off, man. Them babies were there. And I know
what
type of motherfucker he
is. At that point in time, I wasn't thinking about nothing but my child. And motherfucker, before you do anything, I will blow your motherfucking head off.
Well, like I say, that shit wasn't happening when I was around. I was not gonna let that shit ride. Straight up.
I wasn't gonna shoot you.
You shot me, I'd have shot your ass back.
I would have just politely told you to pull off. You wasn't here. You wasn't here, pull the fuck off.
Well, nothing happened, so that was the best case scenario. So the best case scenario came forward. Nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should have squashed that shit years ago. But that's between you and him. I did what I could. I kept the violence to a minimum. You know what I'm saying? Y'all were better off just shit going in the motherfucking front yard and just duke it out. You know what I'm saying?
That was my whole point. Let's do that.
No, both of y'all was trying to take that shit somewhere where it didn't need to go. Both of y'all was trying to do some dumb shit, trying to prove a motherfucker.
No, initially, my whole thing was fuck it, let's just bang it out. But me knowing him, I'm like, okay, this motherfucker finna try to take it to the next level. So if he gonna take it to the next level, so am I.
Well, it didn't go to the next level. Two times that shit almost jumped off. That night at the motherfucking strip club. Over that same bullshit that happened months ago.
No, now with that, that was your other partner. That was your other partner wanted to keep putting his two cents in there.
Well, that's my point, though. But he was edged on by my other partner.
Yeah, but now had he walked his ass out that door that day, it was, okay. Like I said, I ain't going to say I was going to come out on top. I ain't going to say I was going to win. I ain't going to say I was going to lose. But, yeah, once again, something was going to happen.
Well, not on my watch. Oh, that night, I ain't going to lie. That night, that would have been a bad night. That would have been a bad night. I just could not let that shit ride. That would have been a real bad night. And I wasn't down for that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I hang with you. I hung with him, too. But I wasn't going to let that shit ride, man. Not while I'm standing there. You know what I'm saying? Because, number one, if something did jump off, even though I'm cool with both of y'all, I would have had to choose. I would have had to choose.
Well, I hope you would have chose right, motherfucker.
That's why I didn't choose at all. I didn't let shit jump off. Because first of all, I wasn't going to put myself in that situation to where I had to go against either one of y'all. I ain't built like that, man. So fuck it. The best thing to do is just leave the situation. Defuse the whole situation by just fucking leaving. Point blank. And that's exactly what I did, man. Let's go. If y'all ride with me, let's go. I'm leaving. And that was it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be put in the middle of y'all motherfucking feud. I'm trying to defuse the motherfucking feud. But no, both y'all motherfuckers got to prove how tough y'all are. Motherfuckers been knowing each other their whole lives. All over some bullshit, some jiving shit at that. Wasn't even no serious
Look at man.
Shit.
I came to see some ass and titties that night. I wasn't on no bullshit. Now, when I walked in that motherfucker.
I'm talking about when it first started, y'all motherfuckers was jiving. That's where
exactly.
It all started from. Y'all motherfuckers was jiving. You know what I'm saying? And then, true enough, he did take it personal. He took it to a personal level. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, both of y'all was wrong. He was wrong for saying what he said, and you was wrong for reacting the way you reacted. Y'all was just jiving. Both of y'all was wrong. Get mad if you want. I don't give a shit. Both you motherfuckers was wrong. And that shit almost escalated to some bullshit that didn't even need to happen.
Okay. All right. I mean, if we both jiving, you jiving, you know how we jive. You know we take the most sensitive issue, and we talk about it. Now all of a sudden, your emotions want to get into play.
Well, okay, I'm confused.
We were jiving.
He said something personal to you, which he shouldn't have said.
Right, and I said something personal back.
You took it the wrong way, but you took it the wrong way, too. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it all started from.
Okay, you can say something personal to me, but I can't say something personal back to you.
No, I'm not. I'm saying he was wrong from jump for even bringing that particular person into the conversation in the first place, because he didn't have to go there. You know what I'm saying? And then when he did go there, you reacted the way he wanted you to react. And that's
right.
Okay,
wait a minute. You say I reacted the way he wanted me to react. So in other words, that means you was trying to start this fucking fight?
Like I said, he was wrong from jump. He was wrong for jump for bringing that bullshit into conversation anyway. Because if motherfuckers going to jive, you jive on me, I jive on you. Leave everybody else out of it. This is between me and you. No, ain't no sense in bringing somebody else in. Because if we jiving, you know what I'm saying, me and you jiving, and you say something about my daughter, I'm going to take it personal. Now, I'm going to get mad. And that's the reaction.
I wouldn't say nothing about your daughter.
I'm just saying, if we was, you know, this is hypothetical. If we were, and you said something about my daughter, I'm going to get mad. It's past jiving. Now, you done got personal. You know what I'm saying? And then you should already knew if you jiving and you winning, he going to get personal anyway. Because now he trying to get back. He trying to win now. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, let me bring this person in.
That's how the whole thing escalated. That's how it escalated,
exactly.
Because you couldn't out-jive me. So now you want to bring personal shit in there. So you want to bring personal shit, so I'm going to bring personal shit.
But that's why you should have left it alone. You already won. Let him say what he going to say.
You said what now?
He's losing, so he's going to get personal. And that's exactly what he did.
In all honesty, and this was before you even came around, all that shit just was a long time coming. All it was just something that just had been prolonged. I knew it. He knew it. Fat Boy knew it. Wick knew it. O knew it. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew me and this dude had this rivalry ever since high school. Who was who? We had this rivalry. Granted, we was best friends, but we had a rivalry. We had a rivalry, and it was something that was going to happen eventually. Now, granted, I will admit this, it went too far. Because everybody always made bets on who would win the fight. Who was going to win the fight, me or him? But everybody knew at some point in time, me and him was going to fight.
Yeah, but y'all said
he knew
in past fight.
Exactly. He knew me and him was going to fight. I knew me and him was going to fight one day. It was bound to happen. It was just one of them situations that actually was just bound to happen. It was bound to happen. And at this point in time, he got this little reputation. So there's no way in hell he could actually lose a fifth fight. The thought of him losing the fifth fight and other people hearing about it, oh, that damages credibility.
Well, that was the high school days. This motherfucker didn't graduate.
Exactly. So now, everybody know him as this person, that person, and you lose a fight to him? You lose a fight to the pretty boy?
Who said you was the pretty boy?
You was the gangster, huh?
Who said you was the pretty boy?
You wasn't.
Now you could have used any term in the world, but you had to use the pretty boy term.
I mean, no. Let's be realistic. If you looked at me, and that was, see, this is the thing that you didn't understand. All through school, all throughout, he was the tough guy, I was the pretty boy. Out the little clique. He would tell you that. He a little pretty boy. But now here's the thing. What looks worse? You lose it, me losing to the tough guy, or you losing to the pretty boy? Which look worse?
Well, I didn't go there. So, it was all gravy. Nothing happened. Nothing ever happened. You know what I'm saying? And we both knew his reputation.
I never was scared of his reputation, though.
Well, you didn't have to be scared of his reputation, but you knew what his reputation was. And you knew it wasn't
okay.
Fake. It was
100%. All right, but now let's be realistic. You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. You ever watch Young Guns?
Of course.
Okay. Billy the Kid was the... let everybody tell it. Billy the Kid was the one that killed everybody. Billy the Kid was the toughest motherfucker around, right?
Right.
But, you remember, they was like... Billy the Kid did this, that, and the other. But if you looked at the movie, no, he didn't. Billy the Kid got credit for doing everything, but he wasn't the toughest. I mean, everybody played their part. Now, granted, Billy the Kid got all the credit for it.
Well, that may be so. But you know just as well as I do that the person that we're talking about, most of the credit was his. And we both know this.
I mean, when you came back,
He had, that's the type of reputation that he had.
Right.
But that's the type of reputation.
And that's the, you know what, and I got to say this, because that's the reputation he wanted. Nobody else wanted that reputation. Nobody wanted to have that reputation but him.
Well, whether he wanted it or not, he got it.
Oh, he wanted it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He wanted the reputation. He wanted it. He wanted it so much that, I mean, he did whatever he had to do to get it.
Well, I mean, that's true enough. But my point is, we both knew what this motherfucker was capable of doing. We both knew this. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some of us witnessed some of the shit that he's done.
Okay, but
you feel me?
Here's my thing. He wasn't capable of doing nothing nobody else was capable of doing.
That's true. That's very, very true. But it wasn't going to jump off on my watch. Like, no guns being pulled out unless I'm pulling mine. Other than that, sit down, talk the shit out, and it's over. That's it.
Well,
that
we
was
did
my
that.
Whole goal. Y'all said
well,
I was talking, but the shit that. Wasn't over. The shit still wasn't over. All over some goddamn jiving. Over some damn jiving, man.
Okay.
And that shit, and right
I'm the first one to admit, it went too far.
It went way too far. To the point where motherfuckers was actually going to try to go at each other over some dumb shit. Come on, man. Motherfuckers been friends too long for that bullshit, man.
I agree.
That was my whole point. Out of all that bullshit that happened, that was my whole point. Y'all motherfuckers been friends too long to be trying to go at each other like this. Motherfuckers talking about hiding in bushes and shit like that. Come on, man. It ain't even that motherfucker serious. No punches.
I mean,
shit. Nobody got their ass whooped. This is all over words.
Come on,
man. It ain't even that motherfucker serious.
Look here, bro. I'm the first one to agree with you. I'm a grown-ass man now. to look back on that situation. If I could take that day back, I would. I can't. Hey, I made amends about it. I tried. To my knowledge, amends been made.
Well, that's good. That's good, but your boy was the one that really kicked it all off. Your boy, your partner, was the one that...
Yeah, he was.
Push. He the motherfucker that tried to push things to the next level. Because of the bullshit
right.
that he said.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And when confronted about it, of course, first thing came out of the, I didn't say that. Nah, that ain't what I said. The motherfucker, I mean, you know, you said it, so be it.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about.
He was the one that set all that bullshit in motion. Because when I first heard about it, I was like, you know what? Even if the motherfucker was mad as hell, he still wouldn't have done it. I told his ass, even if he did say it, he wouldn't have done it. He said the shit out of anger. You really think he would have done that bullshit? Think about it. You know, but by this point, he like, well, he said it, he meant it. Man, come on, man. I mean, come on. Everybody in the city know where the fuck your ass was living at the time. So if them boys did roll up, how you going to prove it was him? Everybody else know where you live, too. Could have been anybody. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what your boy said to him on the phone. But he made that shit believable. Whatever he said, he made that shit believable.
I mean, granted.
Talking about get out of the house, man. You better get out of the house right now. Leave right now. I'm like, man, who the fuck is this dude?
He twisted my words around. He twisted my words around. And when I, like I said, when I finally seen him and talked to him, oh, no, that ain't what I said, this, that, and the other. But, I mean, like I said, it was what it was. It happened how it happened. Fuck it. I mean, you know what? In the long run, I look at it as a blessing. Because had it not happened, I'd probably be right there where he at.
Oh, hey. He was one of the reasons why I left, so.
Huh?
I mean, so be it. I say so be it. He was one of the reasons why I left. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I owe that motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get around.
And you know what? As many times as you said that to me, I mean, that's you. I don't owe nobody nothing.
Well, I know you don't, but shit. I mean, in the situation that I was put in at that point in time, you know, and he did what he did, as far as the court shit go, I mean, shit, what else can I say? I can't say nothing but, hey, I owe you. You know what I'm saying? I owe you some shit that I can never repay. And that's it. The only way I can repay him and his brother is by helping the next motherfucker. That's it. That's the only way I can repay him, man.
I feel
you,
but, I mean, at the same time, I feel I don't owe nobody nothing.
I mean, hey. But I could be sitting right there. That's my point.
Okay, and like I said, if that was the case, I mean, shit, I look at it as a blessing because had that big-ass blow-up not happened, I'd probably be sitting right there with him right now. Or fucking 6 feet under. Because you know motherfuckers like him never get killed. There's always a motherfucker that's around him.
Maybe so. That could be. But I mean, you know, I look back on all that bullshit, man. That shit just made me the person I am today, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel I can go talk to these little young motherfuckers and let them know. You know, I can't say, well, yeah, I just did 20 years in a joint. You know, I can't say no shit like that.
No. But I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, I feel like that, too. I feel like if it's somebody that's doing something wrong, I could tell them, okay, look, I've been down this road. I did this. I did that. And shit. I can honestly say I'm one of the lucky ones. You one of the lucky ones. It's very rare that motherfuckers get as lucky as we did. It's very rare a motherfucker actually can sit down and say, man, I walked away from that shit unscathed.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't get shot. We ain't do no jail time behind it. Motherfucker got to walk away and start his life over.
Yeah, that's true. I ain't never been to the penitentiary. I ain't trying to go. Fucking help it. I mean, I can sit in a holding cell. Shit, I've been in a holding cell a few times. I ain't never been no motherfucking penitentiary. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I don't want to say how motherfuckers brag on that shit. Nigga, I did 20 years. So what? You got caught.
That's be my order. You the stupid motherfucker that got caught. I'm a real nigga. You the dumb motherfucker because you the one that got caught, not me.
Exactly. I mean, that don't make you tough. You know, that fake shit be killing me, boy. I supposed to be scared because you did 5 years. Come on, man.
Nigga, I just did 5 years in the motherfucking joint. Better suck my dick.
I'm like,
that's why Tat shot his ass talking that bullshit.
Right.
That's exactly why he got his shit unloaded on.
That's tough shit, man. I don't give a fuck about that shit, man. Fuck it, man. I'm just glad to still be living, man. I'm halfway healthy. You know what I mean? Shit, life is good.
Hey, I ain't mad at the concept.
Shit, all I got to do is lose a few pounds and get rid of the goddamn diabetes and shit. I'm good to go.
Insanity.
Oh, man, I ain't doing that shit, man. That shit look tiresome as hell, dog.
Dog, come on, man.
Fuck that, man. I'd rather run around the house a couple times, man, and do that bullshit. That motherfucker was killing them motherfuckers, man.
I know, nigga. I told you. Day one started today.
Man, the training motherfucker, dude. He talking
ain't
like.
Ain't no joke.
This motherfucker, he's just talking like, oh, yes. Look how he's working. He's working it. That
right.
Motherfucker look like he hurting over there.
And the fucked up part is that he really, like, the motherfuckers that he's doing it with, you can tell they tired, and he like, give me some more.
Right.
Shit, I'm looking at him like, man, who are you talking to, me and him? Well, I ain't finna give you shit else.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, I got tired just by watching that shit. I looked at my stomach like,
I ain't gonna
like,
quit, though,
worry.
Man. I'm gonna do it every day, dog. I'm not gonna quit.
Hey, man, go for it, man. Go for it, dog. I'm going to pray for you, man.
And I pray for me.
Yeah, man, I'm going to pray for you, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like Jerry Rice said, man, you got to find time. You got to find that hour every day to do it, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be a hell of a motivator, man. Just call me when you're doing it, dog. Put your headset on, I'll talk you through that shit, dog. But I ain't doing it. And I'll talk you through that shit. I'll motivate the fuck out you. Get your big ass up. Look at your stomach. Push. Work it. That's about it. That's all you're going to get from me, dog. Because I can't do it, man. I smoke too much, man. Shit, I can't run a half a block without being tired. Hold on, man.
Whatever.
That's why I don't do shit, dog. I can't be running from the police. They'll catch me quick. Get that motherfucker head start. He stopped by the time he get to the end of the block. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, man. You can do anything you set your mind to. Shit, man, we're going to get up off of here because I know they going to keep fucking with us.
True that. The ladies was kind of quiet tonight. I guess we just kind of went on over into our personal shit.
Yeah, right. Sorry about that. That's just something that had to be just aired out.
Oh, okay.
Man, like, y'all could have did that shit off there.
Right. We be back up.
Continuity wouldn't have been the same.
You say what?
Continuity wouldn't have been the same if y'all had done it off air.
Nah, we did off air. Y'all probably would have heard a lot more curse. It probably been a whole lot more cursing.
And a little bit louder.
Yeah, it'd have been a whole. Nah, it wouldn't have been a little bit loud. It'd been a whole lot louder. It'd have been a whole lot of man. Well, fuck this and man, fuck you for saying this and well, what about what the
right.
Fuck? Yeah, it would have got worse though.
Hey, we kept it to a minimum though.
Right. I know y'all probably wondering what the fuck did these motherfuckers do.
Right, it's a new year. The fuck
are they
talking about?
These motherfuckers.
It's 2013.
It's 2013. These motherfuckers still going about that shit.
Talking about menace to society and shit. What the fuck is wrong with them? Oh, hey, before we get off, I'm going to recommend something to y'all. The new Marlon Wayans new movie. Go see that shit. That shit looks funny to the motherfucker. Y'all seen the previews?
What's the name of it?
Haunted House.
I don't remember the name of it. Yeah, Haunted House. They're doing a spoof of Paranormal Activity. That shit looks hilarious. Go see that shit. Then tell me about it so I can watch it online. I ain't paying for
what?
Shit.
What? How you suggest I'm going to watch?
No, I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go see it when that motherfucker come out. That shit look funny as hell if y'all ain't seen previews. That shit look hilarious.
Yeah, I see it.
I ain't really no Wayans fan, man, but I gotta go. That shit look funny as hell. I gotta go see it.
Well, y'all know this. I mean, we had a new year. We going on what, our third year on this motherfucker.
Mhm.
All right, man. What I'm looking at this is that I'm ready to shake this motherfucker up. I'm ready to do something. Inventive. I'm ready to do some shock the world type shit, and I'm gonna do it. So I'm gonna tell y'all now, Sand City Radio. I mean, I can honestly say the first year was wild. Second year we kind of toned it down. This year, expect the unexpected.
As long as I don't got to see you naked, I'm with it.
No, that was the first year. That was the first year I got naked. I ain't getting naked.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I remember Janine, a little comment she made.
What comment was that?
I remember that comment talking about a vein. Ooh, I saw the vein. Yeah, I remember that shit. This motherfucker sending out dick pictures and shit, texting his dick all around the motherfucking world.
No, I didn't. I got on the webcam.
I saw
the vein. It was a difference. I was on the webcam. It was different. I didn't send no pictures out of nothing. I was on the webcam.
All right. I was trying to keep that shit a secret, so I say, fuck it, I'm going to stop asking. I figured it out, though. I ain't no dumb motherfucker. I did graduate from Horse Man.
Yeah.
We don't hold that against you.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Well.
Wait, little boy.
I'm going to tell you like this. If y'all think, well, Janine, you was around for the first year. So if you think that first year was something, this third year, I guess we like the wire. The first year was hot. The second year kind of cooled off, and then they seen what they had to do, so they jumped that motherfucker back up the third season.
Sure did.
Hey, this shit, we off the chain.
Yeah, we still gotta we still gotta sit down and chop up the party, man. Cause I gotta get a car, a room.
I thought Waylo was supposed to be in the room.
Oh, I don't know, man. Did you holler at Waylo? Did he holler at you?
Who, me?
He said he was going to holler at you about the crib in Chicago or some shit. I don't know. Did he get back with you?
You know what? We talked, but he ain't got back with me about that yet.
Oh, God.
We got to cuss his ass out. He fucking shit up. You know what I'm saying? You slowing the party bus down, buddy.
Chop, you know, chop. That'd be cool as hell, too, a party bus.
Oh, okay. I thought Minnesota was the only one that had party buses.
No, I'm not putting much everywhere. Just
got to. Well, I'll give Minnesota credit as being the first one to start that shit.
I don't think so, but whatever.
I ain't never heard no party bus. I came up here. I mean, shit, we get a party bus for Gary. Armor plate that motherfucker. Ride around like a motherfucker.
Oh, armor plate.
Put some steel on the bus to ride Gary.
No, man. Gary ain't that bad no more, man. Ain't nobody there no more, shit. Man, that's the true definition. All the bad motherfuckers either locked up or dead.
Time to become a ghost,
man. Well, yeah.
Really?
We're about to see tumbleweeds going through that motherfucker in a minute.
Well, shit, there's always been tumbleweeds in that motherfucker.
No, I mean, like the old Wild West.
Them wasn't tumbleweeds, them were sticker bugs.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was saying sticker bugs. It's about to be tumbleweeds now.
Well, that's good, man. I got to go check out my old man. I told him I'm going to roll down there next month, man, so we got to make something happen, dog.
Mm-hmm. All right, just let me know.
You know what I'm saying? We got to chop that shit up and organize it. We just need a name. We still need that name. Hot tub hold down. I'm rolling with that.
Oh,
nah, we're not doing the hot tub hold down.
You might as well get that up.
Very creative. Very creative, thank you. Hot tub hold down. You have never ever heard those words together. Never.
Yeah.
You said what?
Hot tub hold down.
Nah, that's we ain't gonna hear for our party either.
That shit is very creative.
Whatever.
Why, somebody gonna patent that shit. Man, I'm gonna say I told you so.
They gonna have it.
You say you're trying to be affiliated with nothing called that.
No.
Hey, I like that name. Hot tub hold down. That shit is tight. That shit is tight. I don't care what y'all say. That shit tight as well. Let's roll on up out of here, man.
Let's go.
Let me know, you got any last words for us?
Oh, just Happy New Year. Everybody enjoy yourself. Be safe. Keep it good. Make it a good year. I'll be back tomorrow.
Janine.
It was a good show. Nice to hear y'all air out y'all previous issues.
Okay.
I will be on here tomorrow.
All right, and I guarantee you tomorrow we will go back to having fun again. Sorry about tonight. We just got caught up in the moment.
True that.
No problem.
We will be back to having fun, talking dirty, and all that other good shit.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Now, one thing. Hey, I will tell y'all, this is the first show of the new year, and I'm going to tell everybody, tell a friend, or tell a friend, tell a friend. Shit, we on every month. I mean, damn, Monday. I was about to say Monday. Every motherfucking Tuesday, every motherfucking Wednesday. Shit. Tell them get down with us. Shit. I mean, hey, we talk about any and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was
cool tonight. Yeah, it was. And tell them don't. And you know what? Whenever y'all telling somebody about, and because I hear this question more than anything, whenever you talking about SinCityRadio.Ning.com, please tell them it's all about what you want to do. I keep hearing, well, I don't want to get naked on that. Nobody's making you get naked on the site. Anybody that post that picture, that's because we have no restrictions. It's not we telling you got to be naked to get on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
If that's what you're
not
do,
a
if, porn if you feel,
site.
Right. If you feel like, hey, shit, this is motherfucking, hey, I can get loose on that, by all means, get loose. If you don't want to get loose, then don't.
Right. If you want to be conservative, mm-hmm. be conservative. We ain't
tripping. Right.
Tell them we ain't even peer, no peer pressure.
Right. Exactly. And that's all I ever hear is, well, it look like a porn site. Well, that's because we don't discriminate. We don't discriminate. We don't censor nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on here ain't naked.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's just a couple of ones I would love to see naked, but that's besides the point. Yes,
ma'am. But I mean, seriously, I mean, y'all let people know that, I mean, it's not about being nagging. I mean, like I say, y'all, they can go to the Pranks, the Chronicles, shit, we got the chat room. We got everything that everybody else got.
That's very true. And our shit ain't censored. You can type what you want to type, you can say what you want to say, post what you want to post. We will not delete nothing as long as you ain't talking about our mamas.
Well,
exactly.
No, I promise I won't do that again, Father Time.
What, talk about my mama? Don't bring that up. It's a new year. I'm trying to forget the past. Don't bring it up. Now I got to drink two for this night. She can talk about my mama again on the law.
I mean, because, yeah, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, who is this? Miss Deafness Define? I don't know how to say her name.
Define?
She got like 100 pictures on here.
Oh, Defineness.
Yeah, Defineness.
Yeah, Defineness.
She got 100 pictures on here.
Deafness. He said Deafness.
I don't know how the hell to pronounce that shit.
Mm-mm.
I just think, hey, shit.
Deafness. That's that website mm-hmm. education.
Motherfucker, dog, the shit not spelled right. Spell it the way it's supposed to be spelled. Motherfucker, see, you the type of motherfucker still be sending texts in slang.
I can't do that shit, man. I got to spell out the whole word unless it's N. I just put the letter N. Other than that, I can't have the shit, man. I mean, if you get a text from Wick, man, you'd be like, what the fuck? Your head be hurting.
Hey, let that go. Let that go, man. Let that go.
You talking about motherfucking slang and some shit.
Be nice. Hey, dog, did you just hear me tell you be nice, man? Come on, dog. Don't.
I have to call that motherfucker and be like, what was you trying to say, dog? Because I understand that shit.
That motherfucker told.
What I'm doing today? That ain't how you spell that shit. What the fuck was you trying
to
say?
Hey, that nigga sent, oh, sent him a text. He sent him another text back. I don't text.
Oh,
I guess he got tired of motherfuckers talking about his ass.
Oh, my God.
You send a motherfucker a text and say, I don't text? What you doing right now, motherfucker?
Oh, that had to be the funniest shit I had ever heard. He's like, I don't text.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. I don't text. But you just text me saying I don't text.
I guess he said that he can get them three words right without fucking up.
Yeah, that motherfucker need a. I told him, man, get you a fucking encyclopedia. You remember the motherfuckers just come around and sell a 12-pack encyclopedias? Everybody had them in their crib. Never read them motherfuckers, but you always had them. Your mom always had that 12-pack of encyclopedias that nobody never used.
You know, I'm going through these photos, man. I gotta say, we got some nice looking women on SanCityRadio.name.com.
I concur. 100%. That's what's up. And we got a fair share of guys on that now, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, it ain't just all women.
Yeah, like it was on the other side. You know, I mean, shit. We got nut shots going on in this motherfucker. I mean, my man just let everybody know he just jacked off. Well, he took that picture.
Nah.
And covered in nuts.
Oh, worst like, picture I've seen. But hey, I can't discriminate.
Yeah, that's one that I want to take down bad as hell. Now I think I'm going to delete this motherfucker here. I mean, come on, dog. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure all the ladies enjoyed that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, I think I might have discriminate on this one. Dude be like, what happened to my pick? I don't know, man. You sure you uploaded it?
Right. Did they upload right?
Right. Blank picture with 1,000 comments.
There ain't
got comments on. Ain't no picture there. All right, y'all. We're going to roll up out of here because they're going to cut us off.
Yeah, and my phone's going to die and shit. Yeah, I'm going to talk myself out of juice.
Damn.
All right, y'all. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. And we out this motherfucker.
All right.
Peace.